Christmas Day. It's really fitting that we begin our time together here and spend at least half of it in this beautiful act of generosity towards all beings. We've all collectively just given the world a gift of kindness and of well-wishing. The first part of the Buddha's teachings, the first thing he taught people was generosity. And I don't think you can get much better than offering each other well wishing. Especially now, the way the world is. I'd like to spend a few minutes together sharing what you just wished for all beings. I'll begin. Whoever wants to share, just a few people, because we don't have so much time today. I was wishing that all beings here in this world be safe and protected from harm and at peace. Anyone else? What were you wishing for the world today? What metta gift were you offering world today?
May we be at ease in the midst of this.
Thank you, Ankh. Anyone else?
I wish that all beings be maybe in peace, and may they be in may they be safe and feel safe.
Thank you, Esther.
I wish that all children in the world and all our inner children are taken care of.
Thank you, Heidi. Yes, peace, ease, care. We all want this, don't we? For everybody. And it's a great mystery that, in spite of the fact that everybody wants peace, ease, being cared for, well, I don't have to say what the state of the world right now. It's such a shocking paradox. And this is the gift of metta, the power of metta, the radical nature of it, that we can wish for that anyway, even though, oh, my dear friends, the world is never going to completely be at peace. It cannot be. We can wish this, though. the nature of all conditioned phenomena is that they are flawed. It's a very difficult truth. And the radical nature of metta, loving kindness, karuna, compassion, is that in spite of this, we can wish all beings be well and happy and peaceful, safe and protected from harm, at ease, cared for. Anyway, and I want to share something that Reet sent me, and I didn't warn you, Reet, that I was going to tell this story, but I don't think you'll mind. She has shared that phrase with friends of hers because it's been very meaningful. And obviously to friends, because somewhere now in Belgium, there is a very small oak tree planted. And around the oak tree hangs a plaque that says, anyway, there's a metta tree. It's been planted. And every time we do the practice, especially together like this, we're planting lots of metta seeds for metaphorical metta trees to grow. And there's great power to that because this is what gives us access to balance, to peace, to ease, internally, within, because that's the only place there'll be peace. There can be total peace in spite of everything. And this is why the practice is so precious to all of us. Because I know each one of you has an understanding of this. Each one of you knows very well the space this offers in this world, where the world is the way it is. Anyway, may all beings be happy. It's radical. And all beings means all beings. The worst people in the world, our worst enemies, those who make trouble for the rest of us when we just want to live at peace. May all beings be happy and at ease and peaceful. Peace is something, it's so interesting. We talk a lot when we share the Dhamma with each other. We always talk about suffering and freedom because this is what the Buddha shared with us. But we don't often talk about peace. And it's not because the Buddha didn't speak of it. And in fact, he was often called the peaceful sage. Peace and peacefulness is something that naturally arises when there is wisdom and compassion. And in a fully enlightened being, there's always peace. And the Buddha didn't live in some mythical realm where nothing went wrong. We tend to think, oh yeah, well, that was, you know, 2,500 years ago, the world was a less complicated place. No, it wasn't. I'm sorry to say, it was the same place we live in today. Yes, there were many fewer people. But by all accounts, it was a brutal place. Just like it can be now. But the Buddha spoke a lot about peace. About the peace of concentration, the peace of equanimity, and the peace of Nibbana, freedom. And this is available to all of us, each of us, no matter who we are, where we live. This is our birthright as human beings. This peace. It's probably not the right metaphor because it takes effort. It takes practice. It takes a lot of purification to access it. But we all have what we need to walk the path. And we can all walk the path to its end, to this pure state of peace that the Buddha accessed and taught from. And I love that we meet like this because we don't walk the path alone, we can't. We support each other in this journey from delusion and pain and difficulty and struggle to wisdom, awakening, freedom, and peace. There's a beautiful line in the Kutaka Nikaya. When the Buddha speaks about the peace of equanimity as being peaceful among the restless, without grasping amongst those who grasp, describing how somebody who has access to this peace finds security everywhere. And I love that connection because it's not immediately obvious, that connection between balance and equanimity and the peace of that and feeling secure. But when you think about it and reflect for a moment, security in this world, of course, cannot come in controlling conditions or trying to find a safe, secure place that's going to last forever, because that's impossible. Security comes from not clinging to the way things are. Security comes from that peace of equanimity. Security comes when we can rest with conditions and wish others well and ourselves well. Anyway, no matter what. When the barriers have broken down between us and other beings, and we can feel compassion. This is a safe, secure place. And it's there for us, no matter what. So we practice on our own and together. We offer ourselves and others these gifts of well-wishing. We offer ourselves and others these gifts of understanding. And we train the heart and mind to always go there anyway. And of course, it's not easy because we have habits, you know, each of us. And it's one of the greatest paradoxes of the practice that there is this beautiful peace that is accessible to all of us. And we don't want to go there sometimes. I'm laughing because it's actually quite funny in a warped sort of way. No, I don't want to be peaceful. I'd rather complain or whatever it happens to be for you. Feel afraid, feel greedy, feel whatever we feel that keeps us from accessing that peace, that habitual reaction to the basic insecurity of the world. So we have to train the heart and mind to incline in that direction. This is the essence of the practice. No matter what practice we do, whether it's Vipassana practice or Metta practice, whether we're cultivating kindness or we're cultivating wisdom, much of the effort and energy in the practice is devoted to coming back to whatever we're supposed to be doing when the mind wanders off, as it will. And I find this need for training actually not discouraging, but it helps me understand the world. Because there is this peace and we can all have it. But it takes effort. And of course, phenomena are, the universe is a great big hologram. So what process manifests in ourselves is also manifesting in our collective culture, in our society, in the world at large. So if we cannot control the heart and mind to access peace internally in ourselves, of course, the whole world can't just decide one day to stop fighting each other and have peace. It's the same thing, just at a different scale. And we might wish for that. And we do wish for that when we do the Metta practice. But the anyway part of it is what gives us balance. Understanding that the world, all of us, however you want to describe that. None of this can be controlled. And yet we incline the heart to kindness again and again and again. We incline the heart to wisdom again and again and again. This is where that peacefulness comes from, the peacefulness among the restless, as that text states. Without clinging amongst those who cling. So we train the heart. And in this training, we deepen in that capacity to access peace internally. And when we are peaceful, when we have accessed that peace of equanimity, the peace of concentration, oh, maybe the peace of Nibbana even, it doesn't just stay here, we affect the world. You've already been affecting the world today, right now. In having done the practice, well wishing. And we offer the world the gift of our presence when we're peaceful. And we cannot help but affect other people when that happens. This is a huge gift, not to be dismissed. Even a moment of not being restless amongst the restless, of not being aversive amongst all those who are angry, of being the one person in the room who is calm in a meeting. That's no small thing. The one person in the room in any given meeting who has the space to sit back and connect with wisdom and compassion and to speak from that place. So not only do we give the gift of our practice to the world, but we can be the peace that we wish for everybody, and thereby affecting everybody around us. So thank you for this gift of practice this day. And the gifts of your practice in all these days of your lives. It's really important that we keep doing this. As the world seems to be spinning deeper and deeper into dark places, no matter where you look. Please don't be discouraged by that, or distressed by that. Going to the place of compassion is much more powerful than distress. It's much more useful. So, yes, we may feel sad. We may feel a quivering of the heart when we know what's going on in the world. This is a beautiful quality of us as human beings. Taking that and deepening it to pure benevolence and compassion. The peace of equanimity, the peace of balance, is such a profound thing. The Buddha described his own experience of it. His own experience of meeting difficulty and saying, but it's wonderful, it's marvelous that the Tathagata, that's how he referred to himself, thus gone, is not shaken by this. So to be in this world unshaken by it, but receptive, open, kind, and wise. This is where this practice goes for all of us. And yes, sometimes we're far from that. Our paths are not finished for most of us. But to keep going forward, no matter what, anyway. That's the power of this. To dwell in the land of possibility rather than in the land of, oh, it's so hard, I can't do it. Nibbana is so far away. Equanimity is so far away. Metta is so far away. Please don't dwell on that. But rather on the kindness itself, the wisdom itself, the peace, and the possibility of peace itself. That tiny, tiny little sliver of space that we can access sometimes when things are difficult. Rest there instead. And keep inclining to that peace for yourself and all of us. And the only way we do this is moment to moment to moment, individually and collectively. So Merry Christmas, everybody. However you spend it, with whomever you spend it. Thank you for offering this gift of practice, this gift of presence. May you all be well. May we all be well, all of us here in this place we call home. Anyway. We've got about 5 minutes left. I don't want to say anything more. But what I'd like to do, because it's Christmas, is for everybody to, if you want, just unmute yourself and say, hello, happy Christmas, in whatever language you care to say it. Italian, Russian, Flemish, French, German, Dutch, English. Czech. Ooh, whatever. And thank you for your practice.
Nou, fijne kerstmis voor jullie allemaal.
Waar je ook bent, mooie dagen.
Prettig kerstfeest allemaal.
Een fijne
zalig kerstfeest iedereen.
Everybody can unmute themselves all at once.
Buon Natale.
Prettige kerstfeest allemaal.
Zalig kerstfeest allemaal.
Prettige kerstfeest.
Merry Christmas.
Vrede op aarde. Peace on earth.
Heel mooi kerstfeest van jullie allemaal.
Een hele gelukkige kerst.
Yeah. I can say it in Hawaiian, Melikalikimaka.
С Рождеством.
С Рождеством.
Zalige kerst en mogen er vrede zijn op aarde.
Does anybody have snow? No. Nobody has snow. Of course not, Katerina. You're in Sri Lanka.
No.
No.
No snow.
No snow.
No skating on the ice.
No. Oh, well. May it be so at some point.
But we have rain. And rain is life.
That's very true.
All right.
Thank you, everybody. I'd like to end with just a moment of silence together.